In New York, anthrax scares have only added to the general state of anxiety. While New Yorkers are learning to live with increased security, many are wondering if there's any way to safeguard the city's enormous subway system. A New York Times survey found that nearly a third of riders are still uneasy, though as Beth Fertig of member station WNYC learned, they're not scared enough to stop riding the trains.
On crowded platforms where transit riders hustle through turnstiles, barely audible announcements about service interruptions are a fact of life. These announcements about a police investigation or a sick passenger were treated as mere annoyances before September 11th, but since that frightening day, they've been causing a lot more anxiety. When one police investigation caused a temporary disruption at 59th Street recently, Gemma Teasdale had two thoughts as she left the station.
First thing, anthrax. Second thing, terrorists.
The Brooklyn resident says she hasn't felt safe at all since September 11th.
To me, they don't have enough security on the subway. You can't be safe on the subway. You don't know who comes in, with what bag they got. They don't know what you got in your bag, so you're very much concerned.
It hasn't helped that city officials are reluctant to talk about what they're doing to bolster subway security. Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick.
We've had a number of initiatives in the subway system. I'm not going to say exactly what they are. This is for security reasons.
Some of those steps involve restoring peace of mind. On platforms around the city, transit workers all wear orange and yellow neon vests. Even this maintenance worker, who admits he has nothing to do with security.
We gotta keep our ID out and wear the vest to make people feel comfortable.
Like other workers, he did not want to give his name, but he says officials are correct when they say there are more police in the stations and subway cars, even if riders can't see them.
There's a lot undercover, not in uniform.
Do you know what they're looking for?
Just really looking for, you know, people that look suspicious, you know, packages and stuff like that.
Not surprisingly, there have been lots of hoaxes. Workers say police are being called to investigate anything. White powder sprinkled on the ground, or a package that's been left unattended. Unlike Washington, D.C., New York City has yet to remove any trash cans from its subway stations, but this cleaner at a Midtown station, who also didn't want to give his name, says he's been told to take out the trash more often.
There were complaints from the police, New York Transit Police, that there's the likelihood that somebody may sneak something in the can. So if we keep on changing it constantly, something like that would not attract, you know, anybody to hide anything in the cans.
However, he wishes he had a mask in case he does find something hazardous. Ironically, it was on a New York subway platform that the CIA tested a harmless version of anthrax in the 1950s, the height of the Cold War. Preparations for a biological attack on New York took off over the last decade following a sarin gas attack in a Tokyo station. But former Transit Police Chief Michael O'Connor doesn't think New York subway workers need to wear masks or hide the trash cans.
I think there is that kind of double-edged sword. You know, you want to be careful, you want to have more cops, but you don't want to frighten people either.
In a system with more than 460 stations and a weekday ridership of nearly 5 million people, O'Connor acknowledges the subways are as open as the streets above. He says those crowds also help make the subways safe.
That is what protects the subway system, that there are so many people on the subway system, each watching the other, that it is protective.
Despite new concerns, New Yorkers aren't staying away from the subways. Ridership fell immediately after September 11th, but it's now 98% of what it was before the attack. As she exits a station following another service disruption, Lily Cardlin is typical of many riders when she asks, "What are you going to do?"
I can't not ride the subway, so, you know, I don't feel any different about the subways. Do I feel like that's going to be a target? Not really, at least not now.
For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.